Shadow People by James Swain. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. I know that ghosts have wandered on earth. Be with me always, take any form, drive me mad. Only do not leave me in this abyss where I cannot find you. Emily Bronte, Wuthering Heights. Part 1. The Witching Hour. Chapter 1. Something didn't feel right. It wasn't the setting. Millie Adams's luxurious apartment in the Dakota on New York's fashionable Upper West Side looked as magnificent as ever. Laid out like a photo spread in a glossy home furnishings magazine, each piece of antique furniture was in its proper place, as were the exquisite wall decorations and fresh-cut flowers. Nor was it the other guests sitting at the table with Peter Warlock. In fact, the group of psychics gathered in Millie's apartment on this particular Friday evening were the young magician's most trusted friends. It consisted of Max Romeo, a retired magician who'd trained Peter in the art of legerdemain; Lester Rowe, a puckish Scotsman who gave psychic readings out of his Lower East Side apartment and ventured north of 14th Street only to attend Millie's weekly seances; Millie's beautiful, if somewhat spoiled, niece Holly, a sophomore at Columbia and an aspiring witch; and the group's newest member, a blind African-American psychic named Homer, who made his living telling fortunes beneath the arch in Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village. Everything looked the same, yet something wasn't right. Peter could feel it in his bones. He'd been leading the Friday night seances since his teens, his ability to channel the dead far greater than